Hey, everyone, turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share, and the magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to our next episode of Chloe's Friendship Circle, Science Fun! We are going to interview Nate from a kid podcaster just like me, who has a podcast about science called The Show About Science. And we're also going to talk more about science and listen to fun songs about science and our topics that we'll be talking about today. So let's start off with this song, from a song from Mike Furman called Use Your Imagination.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and babies, please remain seated until the end of the show. And now, the happiest world in the world presents...
Use Your Imagination.
You can be an astronaut. You can be a big robot. You can be a cop or not. Choice is up to you. You've got a special place inside where nothing is too strange to hide. Rocks can talk.
They can?
Nope, I lied. And so can you when you choose to. Cause you can use your imagination. Swing away cause you can't miss. You can use your imagination to come up with cool thoughts like this.
A worm with wings.
Awesome!
If you could look within your mind, what's the weirdest thing you find? A picture of some ham that's signed. All the best, some ham. Use it to explore the deep. Use it to name your horse Philippe. Uses another way to say sheep. And now that power's in your hands. You can be a team of cars and planes from outer space. And when there's danger, they transform into vegetables.
Vegetables, vegetables.
Rinse and broccoli.
You can use your imagination. You don't need to waste a wish. You can use your imagination to come up with cool thoughts like this.
A bowling ball driving a dump truck.
Alright!
You can soar on the wings of a flightless bird. You can snore louder than anyone has ever heard.
What's going on?
Where is it?
Your imagination, 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 imagination.
Okay, now, what's something you can think of with your imagination? Great! What's something else? Ha! Fantastic! Now, before the bell rings, come up with 20 more. Wow, you're so good at this!
Possibilities are possible. You can use your imagination to come up with cool thoughts like this.
A
language that only uses the letters D and P. And when they say
they're saying you can use your imagination. The song is done, that's all there is. But you can use your imagination to come up with cool songs. Come up with cool songs like this.
Thank you for enjoying the magic of Mike Furman's Use Your Imagination. Please exit to your right and enjoy the rest of your magical day at Magic, 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 and Water Park.
Gracias por disfrutar de la magia de Use Your Imagination de Mike Furman. Por favor, sal a la derecha y disfruta el resto de tu día mágico en magia, 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 y parque acuático.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now we're going to have our interview with Nate from the science show. Hi.
Hi.
So, we're going to... I'm going to ask you some questions, and then I heard you're going to ask me some questions. So, I'll go first. So, our first one is...
Okay.
How old are you?
I am 6 3/4.
I just turned 7.
Cool.
And our next one is, how did you start your podcast?
Well, I was visiting my dad's office, and I said I want to make a podcast. I just heard about this article that kids can make podcasts. So he was like, okay, we make podcasts here. And then we recorded, and then he said, what do you want to name it? And then he said, and then I said, the show about science. And then he was like, okay, who do you want to interview? And then I was like, my mom. And then we just started recording.
Okay. So our next question is, when did you start loving science?
Well, it started when when I started falling for this one episode about basically germs, and then I started watching all these cool YouTube videos about science, and then I just started liking it and decided that that's what I liked the most.
Okay, so our next question is, what grade are you in?
I am in first grade.
And I'm in second grade. And our next
question... My neighbor's in second grade.
Our next question is, is science your favorite subject in school?
Science is actually my second favorite subject in school. And then my first favorite subject in school is writing stories or literature.
I like to write stories, too. We write them at school, and that's my first favorite subject.
Cool.
We do it every Monday about our weekends. And last year in first grade, we did so much. You could have... There was a... let me tell you, if you go to IM6 or our second interview, or our second episode with interviews, you can probably find when I wrote about I think it was writing about sparkly donuts and cupcakes.
Yum.
And our next one is Wanna Play This or That? It's a game where I tell you two things and you can pick which ones you like better.
Okay.
So, apple picking or pumpkin painting?
Pumpkin picking.
Candy or pennies?
Pennies.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Dragonflies or butterflies?
Butterflies.
Sing or dance?
I'd say sing.
And that was our last question.
Okay, so I'll ask you some questions. I only have two questions. So where are you calling us me from?
We are from Carlstadt, New Jersey.
And what is your favorite topic in everyday life?
My favorite topic? My favorite topic has to be, I guess, fashion designing, because I like to design outfits. And hopefully that's what I'm going to be when I grow up.
Okay, that's all of the questions that I have for you.
Okay, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Science is real. Bye. From the Big Bang to DNA. Science is real. From evolution to the Milky Way. I like those stories about angels, unicorns, and elves. Now I like those stories as much as anybody else. But when I'm seeking knowledge, either simple or abstract, the factor is science.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now I'm going to teach you a recipe that you can eat. We haven't done a recipe in a long time. That's why I'm choosing to do a recipe and a fun science craft. It's rock candy. You will need a wooden skewer. You can also use a clean wooden chopstick, a clothespin, 1 cup of water, 2 to 3 cups of water, and a tall, narrow glass or jar. Here's how you do it. Clip the wooden skewer onto a clothespin so that it hangs down inside the glass and is about 1 inch, 2.5 cm from the bottom of the glass. Remove the skewer and then put them inside now. For now. Get it? adult. Pour the water into a pan and bring it to boil. Pour about 1 to 4 cups of sugar boiling into the boiling water. Stir until it dissolves. Keep adding more and more sugar and each time stirring until it dissolves. Until no more would dissolve. This will take time and patience, and it will take longer for the sugar to dissolve each time. But don't give up too soon. Once no more sugar will dissolve, remove it from the heat and allow it to cool for at least 20 minutes. Here's a note. While it is cooling, some people like to dip half of the skewer into the sugar solution and roll into some sugar to help jumpstart the crystal groove. If you do this, be sure to let the skewer cool completely so that sugar crystals don't fall out when you put it back in the glass. Have your adult carefully pull the sugar solution into the jar almost to the top. Then, the skewer back into the glass, making sure it is hanging straight down the middle without touching the sides. Allow to draw the jar to fully cool and put it some place where it will not be disturbed. Now just wait. The sugar crystals will grow over to the next 3 to 7 days. Want color dot candy? Add full coloring to your sugar water and make sure it's pretty dark in color for the best result. How does it work? When you mix the water and the sugar and make a super saturated solution, this means that the water can only hold sugar if both were very hot. As the water cools, the sugar comes out of the solution back into the sugar crystals onto your skewer. The skewer and sometimes the glass itself act as a seed that the sugar crystals start to grow on. With some luck and patience, you'll have a tasty scientific treat. Enjoy! I hope you like it if you make it. It will be so much fun, and it's going to be a very yummy treat. I heard if you put rock candy into cap bracelets, when you wear it, if you're hungry, you'll have a treat right there. Just take off the cap and grab a piece of your rock candy and take a bite. That's what I can do. You can do it too at home. Just find some capped jewelry. Well, that's the recipe. Let's listen to our next song, The Water Cycle. Remember that one? It was so much fun. The Water Cycle song from Have Fun Teaching.
The water cycle takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth. The water cycle takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth. The water cycle, whoa, whoa, takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth. The water cycle, whoa, whoa, takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth.
Evaporation comes when the heat from the sun warms. comes when the heat from the sun warms up all the groundwater. Then it turns to water vapor. Condensation takes over. It goes up to the clouds. Water vapor cools down and it changes to a liquid now. Precipitation happens when the drops get big. It falls like rain, snow, sleet, and hail upon my head. I know. It's the water cycle happening again.
What?
Evaporation, condensation, precipitation.
The water cycle takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth. The water cycle takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth. The water cycle takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth. The water cycle takes the water and moves it up and down and all around the earth.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. I'm starting to get sad. Because it's time for the Friendship Pledge, but we will have more fun together next time. So our Friendship Pledge is get all your best friends together, or all your friends, any friends, and do a big science experiment together. Maybe you'll do the craft that we mentioned, or the craft and treat we mentioned today, or maybe you'll totally make something up, or maybe you'll find more fun science projects. But here's Amy Lee with Dream Too Much as our next song. Bye!
There's a monkey in the band. The muffins are sleeping. And the tiger's in the sand. It's a very